Okay, what do you say, dear?
I did it.
Okay, you start all over, Mark. Okay, Mark is going to tell a cute little story. Go ahead, Mark.
Once upon a time, there was a nice little village with just only five and five cats.
Mm-hmm.
They were a big family. And one said, like, he wanted to go for a summer camp. The other said that he wanted to go to Christmas. The other one said he wanted to go to Easter.
Mm-hmm.
The other one said he wanted to go to summer. The other one said he wanted to go to Halloween. The other one said that he wanted to go to Thanksgiving. The other one said he wanted to go to Valentine's. The other one said he wanted to go up in a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
The other one said that he wanted to get a nice nap. And the other one said he wanted to wait until Christmas.
Okay.
And they all wanted to do their own things. So they went the ways that they wanted to. And the first guy, he saw some little dangerous snakes around. He knows that he had a spear, but he couldn't find it. So he just jumped up and swooped one of his shirts at him. And at the other one's place, there was two dangerous worms, and they were going behind him. And he turned around, and they weren't poisonous, but they were just a little poison, so he just stepped on them with his little shoe. I can't tell my story, Mom. And the other one, he almost stepped on a big, big giant.
You going to sleep with Mom, Mark? Oh no, I can't have the light on, it'll make me fall die. Okay, go ahead, Mark. Now tell the end of the story. Remember where you were? Okay, go ahead.
But I'm not going to tell you.
Why not? Why aren't you going to tell the end? They're going to hear it on the tape. Yeah, don't worry about that. Go ahead, Mark. You can't remember the story, can you?
The other one went back home. The other one went back home. Mm-hmm. The other one went back home. 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 There was three. There was only three that wanted to stay to the places. I can't remember where it was now.
Ross, what was he saying in the story? Was this about bears? Who were these people?
Kittens.
They were kittens or bears, Mark?
Kittens. The other one, I'm going to have to do this again.
Yeah?
The other one went back home, 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 the other one went back home. The other one went back home.
Okay, now what happens? Okay, we've done that. Now what happens next?
Then they all went on the same road and crashed into each other. And they had to walk two different cars and get new cars.
Yeah.
And then they said, "Oh, we gonna go in a roller coaster." And they swung into a roller coaster, and they went with the cars, and they were sliding, and they went down, and it stopped. And they went poof. Ah!
Okay, now everybody goes to bed now. That's the end of the story. And everybody has to.
A fish drive an army tank. How does a fish drive an army tank?
I thought you didn't have a sense.
Wait, I'm trying to get the goat. How does a fish drive an army tank? I don't know.
Just causes fish tank into an army tank.
Oh, I thought it was something like that, but I couldn't quite figure it out. Just turn his fish tank into an army tank.
Well, I've got a joke.
And what?
That's cute.
How does a fish climb a wall?
It could be a jellyfish.
Yeah. I'm listening. Go ahead, say it.
Brian.
Yeah.
This joke is for you.
Okay.
How does a fish climb a wall?
Fish climbs a wall? How does a fish climb a wall?
Give up. No more!
Mark thinks he turns into Spider-Man. No, that's not the answer, Mark. A fish climbs a wall by... He scaled it, and then Mark said, "How does the fish climb up the air?" And Mark said he went into a bubble. Go to your room. Marty said, "Are we going up on the golf course?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "No, I mean a really long walk." He's been trying to get a walk.
Marty, this is really mud.
No, don't go in there, Mark. Yeah. It's really mud and you'll get your shoes all wet. Try that. Try swinging on that. How does it work? Not so well? I help. Let's help him.
You push me.
Are you in?
Yep.
How's it work?
What can I push?
Good.
I want to push.
Okay, Mark, you do the pushing. No. Oh, logged out.
What tells in the story?
We finished our walking back inside. Okay.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a little cat. And his name was Sparkle. One day, he went back to his home because he had a nice kitty vacation, and he was very tired.
That's it? That's the whole story?
No.
And
then he started to throw up, but he didn't like throwing up.
Disgusting.
But one day he saw a big truck. it was, and he didn't know what it was, but he did go to sleep. And there was a bed in a truck. He had a nice, nice day. And then he was a baby, and he was still a baby. 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 But then he was born. Then he was two, and then he was born again. Then he was three, and he got born on the same day. He went like this. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 little.
Now, Mark, let Mommy record what she wants to.
Bye-bye. That's it.
Yeah, Mommy needs to do her recording.
No. On the way home, Mark and Ross were arguing over who would carry the McDonald's pumpkin pie to Daddy. And, Ross proposed that he carry it, that he do the taking and Mark do the talking. And Mark was not happy with that and said, no, we're both going to carry it, and I can carry it with the hand that goes backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could ask him what the devil he was thinking of. Hey, Mark, you know when you carry a pumpkin pie, McDonald's pumpkin pie, to Daddy?
Yeah.
Why does one of your hands have to carry it backwards?
Because I like going swing-a-wing backwards. I like going like it. Swing.
You got
this. Is backwards.
You what?
Split it in half.
Split the package in half, and that way you can both take it?
Yeah.
No, you said in the car that you were going to carry it with the hand that goes backwards. Show me which hand that is.
Well, do it, Mark.
Now, take the package and carry it to Daddy.
Okay, right now.
He's having trouble with the cartridges, and he came in and told me the things that is hard to do is to get in and out
with the cartridges.
With the cartridges.
You know, the things that make the machine do what it's supposed to do?
Oh, you mean the ones that have the games in them?
Yeah.
What do you think is inside those cartridges, Mark?
I don't know.
You know what it is?
What?
It's a program.
But do they put any wires in it?
Yep.
What size? Do the wires go all over the place?
Yep.
I wonder, is there any mice in there?
A mice?
A mouse. Is there a mouse in there?
Right.
Is there
there's a
mouse. And is there a mouse in each cartridge?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
They would get...
No, there's a program. Do you know what a program is?
What?
It's when a computer programmer makes it.
Well, just stop doing that and get out of the thing.
No way.
I'm not going to do it.
Pole position?
Yeah.
You still didn't find it? Why didn't you find it?
I did find it.
But you have a hard time pushing it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't take the other thing out.
Oh, you can't? Did you wiggle it? Did you try wiggle?
I thought you should wiggle it when you just get in.
No, wiggle it to get it out. Ross said, I said, Ross, are your parents too mean to you? And he said, yes. And he said, you should give us time out instead of a spanking like all the other kids. And I said, all the other kids? And he said, yeah, Ben gets a time out. And I said, but look how rotten he is. And Ross said, yeah, and with his rottenness, he should deserve a spanking. Ross? If Ben should deserve a spanking, why doesn't he get one?
I don't know.
Do you think it's right that he gets time out?
Yeah.
Why?
No.
What? What?
No.
You really don't like get spankings, then?
Yeah.
Right.
How about you, Mark?
I think you should give us time out.
Time out? Instead of spankings? Spankings are really hard.
No, how about lock-in? How about lock-in room?
Lock-in room?
Yeah.
Or T-I.
That would be better if we would get to play with our toys.
I've got some other ideas.
T-I-M-E-O-U-T.
What about punishment? Which means, no TV, no
Super
Mario.
No way, P-U.
And
N-S-H
M-E-N-T
M-E-N-T
No M-T-V.
Watch out, you might get scratched, Ross.
I'm keeping him though.
What do you mean no M-T-V? No M-T-V if you're Ben?
No.
What about no Nickelodeon? No Nickelodeon. No Nickelodeon.
I don't watch M-T-V.
Well, you've seen everything. You've seen all the things.
No, I've seen all the videos
there are. Yeah, maybe there'll be, if you wait a few months, there'll be some new videos.
Maybe
like Rock Boom Boom.
Ross, could you remind Mommy to turn the heat down? He says, why? And I said, because it's important. And he said, okay, when she comes up, emphasizing the when, quite consciously. Hi, Mom.
Turn the heat down, please.
And what's this made of?
What is this, Mom?
What is it?
Oh.
What is it? Well, let me have a bite.
That's mine.
It's Mama's. Mama's can. You've had your can tonight. You've had
it. Have liqueur in it?
It has little can, orange liqueur.
Want to taste it?
Oh, I had plenty of them. I had plenty of them.
Just lick it. Don't bite it.
Can I lick it?
See if you like it. It might not be something you like.
Take the teensiest bite. A teeny bite. A teeny bite. You can lick it. You can take a teeny bite.
Our little gourmet boy. Changed into something else, and I said, well, I put chocolate in it. And he said, was it milk by first? And I said, He said, I mean, when I was drinking it at first, was it chocolate, was it milk, and then it changed into chocolate milk? And I said, yeah. All this refers to was the night of December 4th. We are having some milk here, bedtime snack. And I drank up Marky's milk, and then on the shelf below was some chocolate milk that he had had from earlier in the day. And since his milk cup wasn't there anymore, he had turned to his chocolate cup, and then he said all the rest of the things that I just finished saying.
Brian said, where do these rockets go? Does anyone know where these rockets go? And Mark said, I know where I'm going to go. He walked to the bathroom. He says, I know where I'm going to belong for a little time.
Go to the bathroom, in other words, right?
Yeah. He was going to go to the bathroom.
But yeah. Okay.
Brian uses, where does this go and where does this belong interchangeably.
Right.
So he used it.
So, yeah.
I said, I know where I'm going to go and I'm And you know where I was going to go?
Where?
To the bathroom.
Wonderful, Mark. This is wonderful. Okay, now, Ross and Mark.
But, yesterday, I ate two bowls or whatever they were of spaghetti and two glasses of that drink. And I was stuffed. And then he went through this whole thing again and he said, and that's four parts of food. Two bowls of spaghetti and two glasses of drink. That's four parts of food.
Four servings.
Well, he said four parts.
Four dishes, whatever. Yeah, I know.
Mark opened his advent calendar and said, Oh, Mom, look, oh, look. And I went in and he said, look, there's Santa checking it two times. What he means, he's checking the list and he's checking it twice.
Mark used his first case of speaking of that I can remember. I said, the kitties, is the kitty in here? And he said, speaking of the kitty, what did you say about the kitty? Speaking of the kitty, he's going to go outside in the snow. I think he said.
Seems like it would be 2 inches tall.
Russ said, my teacher yesterday, she said that the snow might be 2 inches tall today. Notice his use of double subject. If you come here, I'll tie your shoes, Russ.
I also notice it's tall instead of high.
What?
Yeah, tall, right. 2 inches high or 2 inches tall?
2 inches high.
Or 2 inches deep?
Yeah.
Which one, deep, tall, or high?
High, she said.
The snow might be 2 inches high? Okay, you know the right way to say it?
What?
Deep.
She said it high.
Well, you can say high sometime, but you never say tall.
Why not?
It's only a person who's tall or a building. Something that is very thin. Something that lays flat, like grass. You can say the grass is getting tall. Or you can say, yeah, you can say the grass is getting tall. But you can also say the grass is getting, you can say the grass is getting high. You can't say the grass is tall. Unless it's really thin grass, and really, it's really thin grass. Then it's tall.
You do say the tall grass.
Tall grass?
You do say the tall grass.
You do. You would say tall grass if it's like a foot tall.
Yeah, right. Oh, Dad.
What? Would you like us to? Okay, you got everything ready? You got your book bag?
I have to get ready.
Yes, here. It's right here. Anyway, later that day, December 6th, Ross called me up at work, said, Daddy, would you come home? And I said, yeah, I'll come home pretty soon, about 10 minutes, Ross. And in about 20 minutes, he found that I hadn't come home. Although, of course, it takes me half an hour to get home, but he was right, I hadn't even left. And he called back and I said, I just couldn't leave yet because there was too much snow on the roads. This is true that Mary had told me that there was, that it would probably be a good idea to wait because of the snow. He said, oh, Dad, you always have some excuse. Of course, this phrase of somebody always having some excuse has got to be a formulaic expression that he's picked up from somebody, but he certainly did use it nicely.